We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Lindale, at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's in Tyler, and at neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. One of my best friends laments that the jig is up for conservatives. He cites, using very convincing, non-hyped, non-emotional facts and figures, the demographics of both Texas and the nation. My friend points to the fact that Hispanics and women as a percentage of the electorate are growing, even as white men are declining. He cites the fact that close to half the population pays nothing or next to nothing in income taxes. He points to 1 in 6 Americans now receiving food stamps, and he points to the coming collapse of the private health insurance market thanks to Obamacare, a collapse that will make everyone dependent on the government. My friend's thesis is simple. Demographics and circumstances already in place so strongly favor the Democrats and liberals that the GOP and conservatives are now beaten before they even start. His case is strong, and he may be right, but maybe not. It took coming across an article by J.R. Dunn at AmericanThinker.com to give me arguments against his apocalyptic prophecy that go beyond simple wishful thinking. As Dunn points out, Barack Obama will be the first truly liberal Democrat since FDR to serve 2 full terms. But wait, you say, Bill Clinton served 2 full terms. Yes. But what we have in Barack Obama is something quite different from Clinton, as we will explain in a moment. Suffice for now to say that for the first time in nearly 3 generations, we have a truly liberal president who will remain in office long enough so as to be forced to live with the consequences of his policies. It is the living with the results that will make Obama unique. Truman wrapped up World War II and started Korea. His domestic agenda was limited, and in any event, he served only 1 term of his own. John Kennedy was, at least by today's standards, hardly a liberal at all. And the tragedy of his death cut his tenure to less than 35 months. LBJ, though an authentic liberal, was hounded from office by the Vietnam War long before the malign effects of his great society became evident. Jimmy Carter was once and done. The next Democrat was Clinton. Clinton, by virtue of being a Southern state governor and by virtue of the push to the right that he received from the Newt Gingrich-controlled House in 1994, was something far short of a true liberal. Which brings us to why all may not be lost for conservatives. Barring a tragedy such as his death, Barack Obama will be around for another 3-plus years. And as of this week, one can imagine that he himself wishes it weren't so. By 2016, the chickens of Obama's hard-left liberalism will have come home to roost. They are assembling now. On the domestic front, the Affordable Care Act is coming unraveled right before our eyes. By Election Day 2016, it will be well and truly the object of bipartisan loathing. The economy remains persistently weak, disproportionately affecting the bright-eyed young voters that overwhelmingly supported Obama. Many of these young men and women are now coming to grips with the realization that the opportunities to earn as much and live as well as their parents are not going to be there. Part-time employment will not pay for the kind of house that mom and dad live in. With respect to foreign policy, Obama's position prior to his election was that the U.S. wasn't liked by other countries. For most Americans, that is much preferable to being smirked at, as is being done now by Vladimir Putin. Put simply, by the end of his so far star-crossed second term, Obama will have forced the country to drink so deeply of the liberal cup as to be sickened by it. For the first time in a lifetime, a liberal president will be around long enough to bear clear and undeniable responsibility for the results of his own liberal policies. Republicans should wish it so, as painful as the next 3-plus years will be. For in that pain could lie the seeds of a conservative renaissance. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, Gleiser. What's the high today, according to Dr. Bob? 95. It's still summer, but it won't be for long, and even though it may seem premature, it's not too early to be thinking about what you're going to do for key customers and vendors this Christmas. Keepersall is ready to help. The people at the Keepersall Winery are already getting organized to create and ship beautiful gift boxes containing outstanding wines from the Keepersall collection. Here's why you want to send a gift of wine. Food goes bad. You either eat it or you toss it away, but wine is patient. It can wait until your recipient is ready to enjoy it, and when that moment comes, your customer or your neighbor or your close friend will think of you. Keepersall wine gift boxes are tasteful, gracious, and always appreciated. To learn more, all you have to do is remember this simple email address, info@keepersall.com, KIEPERSOL.com. Shoot them an email, and they will make sure that you are provided all you need to do the right thing by your most important people on your list this holiday season. The Keepersall Winery, locally grown, locally invested, keepersall.com.